Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Hello guys, welcome to Baby Name Envy, the podcast where we answer all your baby name dilemmas. My name is SJ Strum, I'm a YouTuber, I'm a mum of three, and for the last 4 years or so, I've released new name lists on YouTube every single Monday because it is my guilty pleasure, passion, especially helping anyone come up with names. I've got my sister Naomi here with me.
Hi everyone.
So we are going to go through... It's a bit sad. It's the last in the series. This has been series one. Thank you everyone who has taken the time to rate and review the podcast. Yeah. And also come and follow us over on Instagram, Baby Name Envy, which Naomi's been amazing. Loads of interactive games and stuff. We've absolutely seen our own little tribe of people who are sort of just like us, loving names, but also so nice to hear about all the babies coming into
it's
the world.
It's just been so lovely and it's just exceeded any expectation from sort of a guilty pleasure. I know that it is your job, but we've always wanted to do something
together.
Like
a few people would listen.
And... you know, it's just been immense, hasn't it? It's just been so much fun doing something together. We've thoroughly enjoyed it. We can't believe that sort of what could have been just a little lockdown thing has been so
Mum
lovely.
And
we've
listening.
Been thrilled and we've been in the top 10 charts,
trending.
Pam and Tim. We can't believe it.
Can't believe nearly every single week we stayed in the Apple trending charts. We were number one, which I was literally having like a shake. We were supposed to do something that night and we were like, oh
my God. You were like, I can't do it. You were bright red. You text me again, I'm bright red and shaking. I can't cook the kids' dinner.
I was making the kids' tea and they were all like, make me toast. I was like, I can't. I've got a number one podcast. I quit.
I better go and change my outfit.
Yeah. I better do something. You're like, actually, no, I just got to stay here and make you some toast. No, it's been amazing. We would definitely be back for series two. So do make sure to stay tuned. You'll hear about series two, first of all, over on our Instagram, over on our YouTube. Do keep your messages, your dilemmas, your dramas coming. Do keep sharing the podcast with as many new mums to be, parents to be, as you know. And there's tons more. You can also get updated on all the news at sjstrum.co.uk, my new website. There's a mailing list there as well.
Yeah,
so we'll
brilliant.
Be mailing bits and bobs. Yeah. So we're not going quiet. We're just, you know, getting ready for series two.
Yeah.
And on that bombshell, Naomi has a bombshell and I've got a bombshell. We thought we would.
But I don't know how
share.
To tell you my bombshell.
What
it's
is
so
this?
Big.
Are you sad?
Well, I am sad. I'm sad, but it's just so. No, it's awful. It's not sad. It's awful.
What?
We've had it wrong all along.
Okay.
So we can't even claim to be baby name experts.
What? I've been
there are
that for
two sisters
time.
Out there.
What?
Who also do the same and listen to the email they sent me. Now prepare yourself because it is shocking. I hope I haven't built it up too much now.
You actually have.
No, it is massive.
What?
It's changed all my naming ethos and everything. Ready?
Okay.
My sister and I are also obsessed with names.
Okay.
Oh, we'll like them, you think? You think? Always have done. One of our pet hates is when people cling on to their middle name. Middle names aren't heard after you have a baby is born unless they are shoved down your throat. How many of your friends' middle names do you actually even know? I actually know most of mine, but that's because I'm obsessed, as mentioned. If I wasn't, I really don't think I would even know their middle names. Parents, are you and me, waste bold, unique, quirky names on the middle spot, thinking it is a compromise, but it isn't. When the name is grown up, the middle name will just outshine the first name, and those brave first namers will always get the top spots. Unless you even mention your middle name, do people even get to hear it? And I don't see that as being a brave middle namer as a positive thing.
Blimey.
So my point is contrary to what some people think is a middle name should complement the first name and not outshine it. And if someone is really itching for a wild name, like your dilemma, Rogue Eleanor, Eleanor Rogue, then outing it in the middle will never satisfy that itch, as no one will ever hear it.
Wow.
Just a viewpoint. Well, that viewpoint has shook my world. I don't know about you, but we are self-confessed middle namers, brave middle namers.
Well, we've like dined out on that fact, made a whole podcast around it.
Being thrilled.
Being told.
I've always thought I'm a little bit trendy, quirky. Lottie Loveday.
Yeah.
No one's ever going to hear it. Well, no one cares.
We do. Well, we do what she says. We shove it down people's throats. Yeah. I mention it at all possible.
So do
you
I.
think I'm not shoving those middle names down people's throats?
Evelina Blossom.
Yes, I am.
So maybe we've had it wrong and we just need to get braver. And maybe the advice we're giving to people is wrong. Actually, if you like the name but you don't want to go with it, put it in the middle. Maybe we need to be saying, get it out there. Get it in the
get
front spot.
There.
You will never get over the fact you've not used it. I remember having a big old chat with you about Blossom because you were going to curveball away from it because you didn't know if you were brave enough.
Wobbling.
And I said, do not do it.
I was having
you
a wobbly blossom.
You were having a wobbly blossom.
I was. Well, do you know what? I don't think that we've ever given anyone a dud first name suggestion. All of our names are elevated.
Yes.
Above what is normal. And when people are saying, I don't want to like the name, I want to love the name, it's because they're looking for something more unique. Mm. And we do know that people are getting braver in general. Society is changing its points of view on brave names, unusual names. You can be called close. And still smash it in the boardroom.
Yes.
You know, you can just do that now. So I do understand the point of view. Don't just hide away your creativity and have it as your hobby, have it as your main job, your number one. However, I would say I'm a brave middle namer and I'm proud.
And we're going to get some stickers made. I mean, these sisters sound right up our street. A, we need to be going for a drink with them.
Yes.
B, they have made me think maybe we do need to be a bit brave with our first names.
Did she say what their names are first and middle names?
Did she say where she lives?
Did she say? No, did she say what their name
is? Is she local?
Well, I'll be interested to know if she is a mother and if she has a daughter called Rogue herself as well. How brave is she going to be? Because until she does, then the proof is in the Blossom middle spot.
Yeah.
And also, got to remember, you've got to compromise is a big part of names. There's two people in every relationship normally having a baby. There's often more people than just one. Mm. So you have to also have your brave middle, your brave first name partner as well. So you and I would sit and come up with the names.
I can
names,
only imagine what names we come up with.
The names we have written, Sarah Jane and Naomi from Swindon, were brave first names one time. But we've had it knocked out of us, all right? We married very boring men.
Well, I think these girls, I think that it by no means we're jesting, because by no means was it a horrible email, but it was just so funny that when I read it, it was like I was sinking in all that information going,
She's right.
Because maybe
right.
I should have gone, Loveday Lottie. And actually when I said it, I thought, oh, I should have. And so I've always loved Love Day so much.
Your itch has not been scratched.
My itch has not been scratched.
Well,
so there we
go.
Them.
We would love you on the podcast next.
Yes, that would be brilliant.
To debate further. Yes, I have a bombshell for you as well, seeing as it's the last episode of season one of Baby Name Envy, the podcast. So I have been outed as a baby name stealer.
What?
Full-blown, outed anger towards me for stealing a baby name.
Red face emoji.
Apparently I did. And I kind of realised I did.
What?
So we went to see some friends this weekend. Obviously, we're allowed to see friends now. Chatting away. They don't know anything about that. I even have a YouTube channel, any
no,
of this stuff.
Okay.
They're
yeah,
just
yeah.
not interested in any of that stuff.
Crazy.
And no, I was like,
don't
well.
Like baby names, crazy.
And then it came up and I realised, and then so my friend, who's really, really old friends of Henrik and I, has known them for years and years and years, and before we got married, stayed in touch, really close. She was brought up again. I thought, she's mentioned this quite a few times. She went, you stole my baby name, Frederick. And I thought, oh, I was like, she's mentioned that to me quite often. And I've always just kind of gone like, ha, ha, ha. Like, you know, just thought.
As a stealer would.
As a bear.
Remember that with stealers, just do that little laugh.
And then she was like, I got my revenge. Because with her second child, so she had a girl and she did tell us. And I was like, you did tell us. Just didn't think she was that serious about it. That
not serious when she mentions her baby name.
Frederick. Mm. I just hadn't thought about it that much. And then I was like, I know, because Freddie was going to be Oscar. I'm like justifying myself.
Oh, my goodness, she found that one.
And then he turned into Frederick. And then, but I just was like, oh my God, I sat there and I thought, over the years, the amount of time she told me, then she had her little boy. And she and I'd already had Finn, and then she named her little boy's middle name. She gave him Finley.
Yes.
And then she said to me, that was my revenge on you. And I was like, she's actually told me that story. I probably see them like twice a year, you know, because they're like me. We live quite far away.
Yeah.
And I thought the amount of times she told me this story, I thought maybe
did you feel
I
any guilt
taking it a bit seriously?
Do you feel guilty? No.
Well, it's obviously stayed with her, considering like Freddie yes. is now 11.
Yes,
and she's still crossed the bat. And I thought, I can't believe that I am a baby name stealer.
No.
So I thought, like, I've got to out myself. I'm in the camp.
Own it.
Got to own it. I did it totally without malice, without intent.
Wow.
But I did steal a name, so I just can't believe it. So,
SJ, no one is to be
no
trusted.
One is safe. Do not
even nice SJ who comes up with all those little baby names.
She's only doing it.
She's doing it to hear your names and keep them for herself.
So I found, seeing as it's the very last podcast for the series one, that I would share with you some perfect names.
Yeah, what makes them perfect?
So I found this going around on the internet.
Brilliant.
As you do.
As you do.
And it came up, popped up. I don't know why the algorithm thought I might be interested in this news story about it about four times. People with perfect names. So it was a news story. So there's actually a phenomenon called a nominative determinism.
Gosh.
Nominative determinism. And it refers to the idea that some people are attracted to certain jobs because they match their names.
Oh,
so there's
goodness.
Somebody has done this study.
Yeah.
So apparently
I could see it.
There's more dentists who are called Dennis and Denise than normal.
No.
Yeah. So you just kind of get towards, I'll just be a dentist because my name's Dennis.
Because my name's Dennis.
Maybe you feel an affiliation towards it.
Yes.
And actually, I've heard that the reason Jack is so popular with a lot of parents is because people, apparently, cognitively, it reminds people of luck. And so
really?
Jack became popular. So I have heard that before, but I thought, have a little research and find people who have perfect names because it perfectly matches their profession.
Oh.
All right. So we all know some of these, like Tom Kitchen, the chef. For example.
Oh, brilliant. Yes,
so Tom Kitchen, then he's like, I'm a top chef.
Yes.
So there is somebody called Les McBurney, and he's a firefighter.
Brilliant. Yeah.
Les McBurney. So the founders of Shoe Zone, I'm sure we've been down to a
no
Shoe
way.
Zone. Terry Boot and Peter Foot.
Oh, that's brilliant. That is brilliant.
Yeah, so they're all really crazy, aren't they? There is a wedding officiant. So this lady, she's married over 650 people. So
wow.
She would be the one marrying them. And her name is Mary Yu.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, and then
cool.
She's like, that is now my job. There's the Veggie Cookbook by Anita Bean.
Brilliant.
There's a police officer called Robin Banks. So all these people just come
no,
for
it. No, reminds so me of Dad, Bobby Davro.
Yeah, Bobby Davro. And then there's the urologist specialising in vasectomies called Dick Chop.
Oh, that is his name.
Unreal. Dick Chop. Would you go?
Would you
to
want him?
Him? I would. I actually would. I say you were owning born. You were born to do this.
What brilliant ending!
So, if you guys have a perfect name in some way, I guess perfect for your profession, do send it to us. It does go the other way around. And did you remember the story that went around years ago? This family, terrible. So they named their little boy Drew. D-R-E-W. This story went viral a few years ago. I got sent it so many times. The dad went online to search his son's name to see if it came up with any celebrity namesakes after they'd had the baby. It was reported in the press. It was as if I'd been smacked with a right hook. I started repeating Drew Peacock. So their last name's Peacock. Over and over again. Then I thought, what have we done?
Oh, no. Because
I went numb, couldn't speak for 2 minutes. Oh. Then I couldn't stop laughing.
No, I wouldn't laugh, would you? I'd be down
Drew Peacock.
Getting ordering those papers.
How did no one know? And he's like, I can't believe what came up when I typed my son's
name. Do you think people did know but just didn't say?
Just politely.
Politely didn't say. Yeah,
I do not know, but they were in the press with their Drew Peacock, and I've been sent that a lot. So thank you for sending me them. I do like.
Thanks for sending other Drew Peacock stories. Let's keep them coming.
If anyone has a Drew Peacock, send them over to me. But yes, the names do have a, you know, they do determine what you might go on and do in your life.
SJ determines. Baby name expert.
Do you know, I've had the piss taken out of you. How can you be a baby name expert? Your name's SJ. I'm like, wow, maybe because I was striving for more.
Exactly.
Sue and Davro let me down. That's the thing. We had the really unique people with trauma. Davro was traumatized. So he was like, give her the simplest name that you can. So we've got some dilemmas, guys. We're not going to leave you for the end of series one without answering some of your big dilemmas, because we know there's lots of babies on the way. Every time we answer one of your dilemmas, we're also giving you tips and hints of how you can help each other out. This first one is around themes, isn't it? So people having a theme,
which I like a theme. Theme helps me. Ready? Sticking to a theme, but I'm stuck. Hi, SJ and Naomi. I'm very excited to write to you with my baby name dilemma, as I could do with some help. We have two boys and are due in June with the little girl. We are so thrilled to welcome a girl into our family and looking forward to having some added girl power in our home. Go, girl. Our dilemma is that our current family of four all have first and middle names that start with an A. My husband's son and I have trouble fitting an A name into our girl's name because there are so many names we like. I love the idea of our family being connected in this way, but is it silly to try and make it work if we just don't have a good A name for the first or middle spot of our daughter?
So she's basically saying, I've
there's
got
so
this
many
theme,
more names, yeah.
But now I'm having a girl.
Yeah.
Ditch the theme.
ditch the A names.
Theme out the window.
Exactly. The first names I like for a girl are Maeve, Everly, Rosalie, or Vienna. No, Viviana, sorry.
So pretty. She's like really pretty. Pretty girl names.
And that's got the strong A at the end, as has Maeve, actually. My husband likes the name June, but I just do not... feel it is a good middle spot name. I feel it's more of a middle spot name, sorry, than a first.
June, yes.
I agree. I have searched for other names that could have a nickname of June, like Juniper, Juna, Juno, Geneva, but we've not found one that we both really love. If we use June as a middle name, our daughter will not have an A name. So she's thinking about going with a double barrel middle name, but I'm having a hard time making it flow with the other names. What are your thoughts? We both really want to love our little girls' names, as we could really do with your insight. Well, do we have to say... have to have
I would say
June
I would
is the middle
leave,
and an outrageous
I would
first
never
name.
Leave an outrageous name to the middle. No. Please, Naomi, that's just me. I like to go brave right up front, because who's gonna hear June?
Exactly.
Plain old June.
Exactly. We've changed all our ethos.
Yeah. Well, it's a hard one, isn't it? So
really
hard. She's got this theme, and I think this is what happens sometimes.
Yes.
You get a theme, we get it going, and then you're like, actually, how important is the theme over actually just loving the name?
I've just realised that the Kardashians have done it the opposite way around, haven't they? They've done all their girls' names with a K. And then suddenly, because I was thinking of who does have theme names, and then suddenly their son is Rob?
Rob after his father, Robert Kardashian. Okay. Yes, Naomi.
Okay.
I have thought of that before.
Okay. Well, I'm new to the table.
Yeah, people do go with those themes.
They've got quite a long, big surname as well.
Yeah. And it's not a huge theme that all their middle names start with an A. That's not like kind of like mad. I know first or middle names start with an A.
Yeah.
And there are some beautiful A names, but I would say I wouldn't worry about it too much, to be fair. I would try and go with something that actually means something more for her. And I don't think people are going to go, oh, well, you're like, I have Freddie and Finn, both with Fs. Mm. And I deliberately didn't want to pick the third with an F because I was like, I don't want to look like I've got this crazy theme that I'm so obsessed with sticking by.
Yeah. Gone effing crazy.
Yes, thank you for that.
I'm so thrilled with that joke.
Oh my God, you're gagged.
I just don't know where I've got them from today.
I just do not know. You are on fire.
Crazy.
Right. So I had a look for June. So the name June isn't landing for them. June birthdays. One thing I really like to do is to get birthstones because I think they're really nice. You can always find. What are you going to say? Another joke?
No, I'm not. No, I was like, oh, so don't
you
get birthstones.
Are you still laughing at your own joke?
No, I'm still laughing at my joke. What I was thinking of is you looking at little stones. Well, I realise you mean. Oh, researching right. Oh, Sarah J likes looking at little birthstones.
I just love looking at little birthstones
of a weekend. Yeah.
That's where you'll find me in my happy place, just staring at stones. So the birthdays, I like looking, researching into really what like the birthstone is for the, because if you like in June because she's being born in June, but you don't love the name June. Mm. There is a very good science behind this that only an expert maybe would know about, Naomi. Sorry. Okay,
yeah, I'll stop thinking about you rubbing little stones.
So there's two. So one is Pearl. So that's really gorgeous, isn't it?
Yes.
So she could have the name Pearl, and it's because she's June, that's her birthstone, so you can buy her lots of pearls. So if you like a theme, then it's kind of like there's a different theme for her. She has the theme of her birthstone. And then Alexandrite. So she wants an A name. I was kind of hoping that I would find one, but Alexandrite, you couldn't really go with. It's not really a name. And I don't think Alexandra is special enough for her. No. I quite liked the name. She was looking at names also that end in the A, and I really liked the name Flora because I felt like it matches the other names that she really likes. And it's a spring name. So she's looking for this sort of
June
name.
Idea.
It's springtime.
Yes.
She could go with little Flora. And then it ends with the A. And I think it's quite similar to the other ones that she sort of says she likes, but she hasn't gone. And Flora June is really pretty.
Really
isn't
pretty.
It? And it's
yes.
going brave. Braver at the beginning.
Which we love to do.
Which we love to do.
As of 5 minutes ago.
Julietta is a really beautiful name. Julietta.
I love Julietta.
And I think it matches the name that she really likes with the strong A at the end. Because you normally would go Juliet. When you add the Julietta, you get the A. If you see what I mean?
Yes,
because it's
I agree.
Not always got an A at the end of it. It means youthful as well, which is really sweet for the maybe the youngest. Maybe she's going to have five more A-named children. And then I looked at their surname because they have got this really lovely Italian surname.
They
and
do.
Actually it means good husband.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what his actual surname is, good husband. So he was like happy with that.
Born into that.
So then I quite liked Agatha means good woman.
Oh, that's lovely.
So that's quite cute.
That's so nice.
So I know that that's an A name, A at the beginning and at the end, double A's.
Yes.
Agatha. But I know some people don't love it, but I really like it.
I like it. And I like Aggie for short.
I
Sweet.
Do. And I think around Europe, if they're Italian heritage, I think they often say Agatha.
Yes,
do the TH,
lovely.
Which I actually think is really nice.
So
and
do I.
And I think it's quite nice to be Agatha.
Yes.
Like, so Freddie, the reason we went with Frederick was because then in Sweden they say Friedrich and then he's Freddie. So he kind of gets, you know, he is half Swedish and it's quite nice to have another variation of his name with the Swedish pronunciation. Or I really liked Evangelina.
Yes, beautiful.
And again, putting the strong A at the end and it means good news. So I've always liked it and I quite liked Evangelina June or Evangelina Pearl.
Yeah, it's lovely.
Bringing in the names from earlier. So that's where I've got to with those A names. But I think if you've got a theme, you can steer away from it.
Can I tell you my current A name that I've got a crush on?
Yes.
Athena.
Yes, me too.
Do you?
Athena, yeah, I love
really
it.
I really like it. I just,
Greek goddess.
Yeah, I love it.
And Aletheia.
Yes.
There's two variations
of it. So Athena June.
Yes.
I think sounds nice as well.
Really nice as well.
Baby name expert.
Oh, why she's been on my podcast too long. Looking for a new co-host for season two. This Naomi is
with a very popular name.
Naomi's YouTube channel started. Baby Name Tuesdays. The rivalry starts here.
Well, I've got another one for you.
Yes.
Husbands in love. I'm not.
Oh, no.
My husband loves the name Lenny. If our babe, number four, is a boy, I like it, but I'm not sold. It's too much of a nickname for me, and I don't like the obvious versions of Lenny. So Leonard, Lennon, and we can't use Lennox, which I actually really like as well, as it's a relative surname. Do you have any long name suggestions for Lenny other than the obvious ones? We have two boys named Jesse and Finley and a girl named
Isla.
Isla. We could.
We would be.
Sorry.
I think she means would.
Okay.
I'm a kid.
We could. Sorry. We would be grateful for your suggestions. Took a while, but we got there.
What do you think of Lenny?
It's a unisex name, isn't it now? I think we're seeing it as for both.
What do you think of Lenny? What do you think now?
I think
Jesse, Finley, Isla and Lenny. Jesse, Finley and Lenny, I think, is almost too similar.
Very similar. I've got a strong name association with it for Lenny Henry.
Oh,
I don't know why. I think it's probably just someone I grew up
because
watching
it's
on
name.
TV. Yeah, because
he's
his
a famous
name.
Person. With
and I think he's the only other person from the Midlands that my husband talks about.
And lots of people, I researched the name Lenny. Lots of people came up with Lenny from Of Mice and Men, which is
oh,
the literary name.
And
loads
yes.
of people that came up the most. And if you want what other people think of a name but you don't want to put it out there, behindthename.com, and then you go to the comments section.
That's brilliant.
That's where everyone writes their true feelings, and most people had a real strong association like you're saying with Lenny.
I do.
I think it's really cute, but the new thing is you might get Len. Do you like the name Len?
No.
As much. So she's got Jesse, Finley and Isla. I think she's been really nice. Her husband really loves it, but if she says she's not in love with it, then don't go for it. Why would you sell yourself short? But I know the fourth baby, can you imagine?
It gets harder. It gets so much
Jessie
harder.
Jesse is amazing. Finley is amazing. Isla is lovely. So I thought what she could go with, which I think rounds off her name a little bit more, is the name Lawson. So it's a surname as first name. So he could be still Lenny if he's Lawson.
Yes.
But he could also be Sonny, which I really like.
I really like that.
So then you've got Jesse, Finley, Isla and Lawson. And it brings in the L from Isla again and the S from Jesse again. And it rounds it off nicely, which I do think about when I'm, you know, the rhythm
definitely.
Of it and
yeah,
how
you
it
have
goes
to.
Through.
Yes.
A name that was so popular on Pinterest. Did you know I have a Pinterest account, Naomi? Did you know? Daily inspiration
you
for
know,
baby
I
names.
Did, SJ. But thank you for
SJ
reminding
Strum
me.
On Pinterest. But the name Lathan, so interesting. So it's a nature name and
never
it means barn.
It.
So it's basically like a barn by in a farm, barn in a farm, Lathan. But it was so highly popular, as in it was one of the top pinned names, boy names on Pinterest.
Gosh.
So it must be about to come up there.
Interesting.
Lathan. So it's got the L in the end. So they could be a Lenny, Lathan.
Yes.
I really like it. I think it's handsome to me.
Yeah, I've never heard of it before. I do like it.
Because we like Nathaniel.
Yes, very much.
Those types of names. So Lathan's got a similar vibe. So you have Jesse, Finley, Isla and Lathan.
Yes.
And it's nice. And as I said, it's
cool.
Up and coming. And I feel like she's picked Jesse is quite brave. Finley would probably be brave when she picked it. Because I've got a fin and it's just boomed up. But I also thought, last idea for you that I really hope I can get you into a love situation. If he likes Lenny and you don't, something similar is Benji. So it means son of the south, which
yes.
I think is quite sweet in some ways, Benji. And it's just really nice and different. So Benji rather than Lenny, it's got a bit more to it and it doesn't have those associations that we just talked about. Jesse, Finley, Isla and Benji.
I really like the name
he
Benji.
He matches with them.
Yeah, he
so
does.
The husband likes Lenny. Benji isn't a huge departure. He should like it.
Yes.
That's what I was thinking. But it might be a bit more quirky for her.
Yes.
What do you reckon of Benji?
I like Benji and I really like Ben as well. I mean, I really do like it. I think I prefer Benji to Benjamin. But I'll tell you what else we'll do is we'll put a help out on Instagram this week.
Oh yeah, good idea.
Because we get such brilliant name lists from them and then they're all saved in the highlights. So we'll do that this week for Lenny because I think that you'll find that you'll be swamped.
Doesn't think my ideas were good enough.
No, I do think they were really lovely, but I think you'll be swamped with more.
Better up, probably.
But you could always check out Pinterest as well. Not wishing to flog everything. Right. No, I do like your suggestions. They were really good.
But it's quite hard because she's...
It is a hard one, is what I think.
She's following him with the Lenny, which I think is really sweet of her. I'd just be like, veto, move on. But yeah. I think they're really good. I think they're nice options I've come up with. I spent, as we know, 45 minutes to 1 hour.
Stop saying that, because we've got totally stuck on taking the mick out of that. Okay, hi ladies, I hope you're both well. Yes, we are. I have a baby name dilemma. We are currently pregnant with our third boy and I am just stuck on names. Our other two are Jack Archie, common I know, but we named him after my grandpa John, who was known as Jack, and I love the family link and we love the name Jack. It's
yeah,
quite lovely.
It's nice.
And our second son, Isaac James. James is my husband's middle name and I love the name Isaac.
Yeah.
My husband and I have never really had the big name decisions on any pregnancy and tend to talk about it after the babies are born in the hospital.
Isn't that weird? Don't have the big name discussions. Just
can't
talk about
imagine.
It after the baby's born in hospital.
And you can't talk about it on the labour ward, as we've discussed on another podcast. So, yeah, can't believe it. Maybe people are just really relaxed. I'm not sure why that is, but we do our own research and then come together then. We normally are very much on the same page.
That's
and if
why.
One person
on
is
the same
unsure...
page. Can you imagine that?
No, I can't imagine. Maybe she married someone, she really gets somewhere.
Yeah, maybe.
And is unsure, we'd move on. And I'm sure we'd move on to something else. I occasionally will ask him if he has any thoughts, which normally his response is no. But the other day I said to him, how about Phoenix? We're both big music lovers and the band Phoenix. I do really like it, but you can't have one child called Jack and another Phoenix. I think you could. I have been thinking maybe Felix sounds more similar and is more normal than Phoenix being in the middle name or something else first. She needs to get braver.
Yeah.
I'd want it to be a first name. I want a first name that is fairly unique but also needs to fit in with the other two.
Yeah. I think that he suggested Phoenix. They don't often talk about it in advance. So this is probably the first time they've had a little time to think about it a bit more.
They've got quite
a
significant surname. So it's Easterbrook. So that's quite a strong surname, isn't it? So you can see that Jack Easterbrook is really lovely. Isaac Easterbrook is really nice. So it needs to be... I really like the name Phoenix, don't you?
I do. And actually, I don't think it's as wacky as people... As
no.
It used to be. Like, Phoenix used to be kind of, like, very out there. Whereas actually now it's become almost a very well-recognised name.
Yes.
It used to be difficult to spell and everything like that. But actually, nature names are more and more popular. Think about even names like Wren that are really
yes.
popular now. And stuff. And Phoenix is beloved by so many people. It's
yeah.
got Harry Potter references. It's got actor references. They've got this band, Phoenix. So I feel like if she changes it up to Felix just because she doesn't know of Jack, and then it's not doing why they like the name, which is
no.
Phoenix after the band.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I feel like sometimes... It seems a bigger leap. And what I have said before is you want to be sort of part of a pair in some way.
Yes.
But they've all got special reasons why they've got their names. And so
yeah.
actually Jack after the grandparent,
exactly.
Phoenix after our favourite band.
Yes.
So it's not linking the names in similarity. It's linking that they've thought and put meaning after they've had the baby in the hospital into it. So I thought she could have a think about other names. So basically names I came up with as well, they could go with Onyx. If she wants something shorter, so O-N-Y-X, Onyx. It's getting really popular at the moment, and it's this precious stone. It's getting really, really popular for boys because we know O names are so loved. And like you say, they've got a long surname, they want something a bit shorter, Onyx.
It's got the
and
X on the end, hasn't it?
Yeah, and it's these. It symbolises protection, strength and focus. And what's interesting, I thought as well, is it's the third eye chakras. Don't do yoga. So I thought that was quite sweet because it's the third boy as well. So I thought it was quite nice.
But you do stones.
I am into
birthstones.
My birthstones. So I had a look. I thought Phoenix is really nice. You know, it's this bird. Loads of people love it for the meaning of the bird after this long life dies.
Yes.
It's reborn in flames. Do you know that they were called a River Phoenix? Their original surname was Bottom. River
really?
Jude Bottom. He was born to globe-trotting hippies and their family renamed themselves Phoenix in honour of the bird when River was five. So that's when he started to become famous. He was River Phoenix. So they were in this big cult, left the cult and changed their name to Phoenix to reference the fact that they were having this resurrection and changing
wow.
their lives. So It was just a little interesting tidbit that I thought.
Well, it is. I'm surprised that name's not on the can't use list that we talked about on another podcast.
What, Phoenix?
No, but didn't you say Bottom?
Bottom. No one's using it, that's why. Okay. I'm sure it is on the can't use, but no one's going into register Bottom. Although in series two, we'll be saying.
We'll have all the rude names.
Bottom. Shakespearean name. So I looked into their bands, if they liked Phoenix, the band, I tried to see if there was some sort of songs and stuff like that. So their album is Wolfgang Amadeus Phoenix, which is a riff off Mozart. So Mozart was Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. By far, they're not going to go Wolfgang.
No, they're not. No.
They're not going to go with Phoenix. So actually I was thinking, you aren't being as brave as you think. One name that she could come up with, a couple I came up with, which are similar, somewhere between Jack and Phoenix, Archer.
Yes.
So I feel like that's got a kind of the vibe. It's sort of like, bit like Archie.
Yeah.
Bit like Arthur.
Yeah.
Archer. Surname is first name. Jack, Isaac and Archer.
Yeah, they sound good
together. Sound kind of in the same ballpark.
They do.
She's worried about going wilder. Quirky, edgy, but it's got the same coolness of Phoenix. The only other name I thought is they could go with Roman.
Mm.
Reason being, it's a really gorgeous name, but also one of the most popular songs from their favourite band, Phoenix, is called Rome. And the whole lyric is about this boy, this super cool boy. Then the whole chorus is just Rome, 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 Rome.
And so I think they're going to like Roman. When you just said it, I thought, they're going to like that.
Roman. And then they could sing him their little Phoenix song to him from the band. So he's still got the band vibe.
Yes.
So I did actually have to...
That's a really good
indie
one.
Indie band. Yeah, so that's what I've come up with there. I hope you really good. Find something you like.
I think we're going to hear that they've used Roman. Do let us know. Okay. A wee Scottish name.
Oh, yeah.
I'm due late May with a wee girl. We already have a boy too, Brody. My husband is from Scotland. We moved overseas when he was a child. It's important for him that we give our children Scottish names to honour his heritage abroad. We both like the Scottish name Isla, but it's very popular in New Zealand and in England, as we know now. We often see my husband's brother's family who have two young daughters, Mackenzie and Elsie. So these names cannot be repeated.
Yeah.
We would like a few more options because we are finding it hard for the female Scottish names are fairly harsh.
Yeah.
I'll give you an idea of the kind of names that we like. Emily, Lila and Enya. The boys' middle names will be family names. Anne, Louise. Now, sorry, the baby's middle name. I said boy there. We had the Scottish new name list this week, didn't we?
We did.
So we did lots of reporting on that. And so there's some good names in that. And what's happening with the Scottish names, actually, they've got a bit more out there, haven't they? We were sort of saying...
Yeah, somebody's called Envy.
I know, we couldn't believe it.
That's one of the new names, Envy. So I'm desperate to find who's got their baby name, Envy. So I've come up with some really lovely ones. I think everyone's going to really like these names. This is our last dilemma of the season.
No. Oh, gosh.
Gorgeous names here. So first one I came up with is Ness.
Yes.
So I think it's such a sweet little name and it's so Scottish but not kind of overused.
Because of the Loch Ness Monster.
Well, that's the only thing that you could come up with no, that. I was hoping no one would ever think of that. Who would go there?
I'm a baby expert now.
Yes, you are. So the ancestors of the Ness family lived in a number of places called Ness. So it's a place name. But I just think it's a really pretty name.
So do I.
Also, what's interesting, it's really popular as a place name all around Scandinavia. So
really?
It sort of travels. So then people would move from Ness in Scotland and set up Ness in Scandinavia.
Oh,
so
that's amazing.
They've got Scandinavian roots. It means headland, basically. And then I absolutely love is, again, it's Old Norse, and but is an island in Shetland. So she's talked about the name Isla being really popular. But this is the name Vaila. V-A-I-L-A.
Oh, I like
Vaila.
That.
So it's like a really unique version of Eva and Isla.
Yes, I really like that.
So it's really, really beautiful. It's remarkably uncommon, apparently. Only 183 Vailas have been registered in Scotland.
Gosh.
And mostly in Shetland itself, where it comes from.
Wow.
So it's been talked about as a really underused Scottish gem, really easy to pronounce, Vaila. And it's got its own little island namesake.
So
she could one day in the future travel to Vaila.
She could get married there.
That's what I was
she
just thinking. We'll come.
We'll come.
We'll come in 25 years, 35 years' time when she's born called Vaila and gets married and she finds this old podcast one day and says, I want them
the
at the wedding.
Archives.
And the last one is the name Marcelly. So it's really, really pretty, marcelly, really underused again. It's like marjorie.
Yes.
But it's a Gaelic version of it. So it's got all the same meanings, like pearl and all of those. And a lot of people think it is kind of nature-y, but actually it's from the same name as the Roman god of war, Mars. And then there's Marcella. So, you know, there's a program on TV called Marcella. So I think this will get more popularity because we're all Netflix and naming, as we know. But it's actually really, really one of the most authentic Scottish names for girls you can get because it's been used right back to the 15th century. And it's had little different variations of it. But now Marcelly. And I think it's really gorgeous. So it was in Outlander, the series around Scotland.
It's very Marcelly.
And I just think it's so pretty. So it's Marcelli. And that's the wrap. We are finished. Oh. We have one last drama. So I'm going to leave you all on for the end of series one of Baby New Envy, the podcast. Thank you, Naomi, for being such an amazing co-host. I just can't believe we've had so much fun doing this as well. And I just thought I would leave you all with a really nice family who are probably as extreme namers as us.
Brilliant. I can't wait to hear it.
As seriously as us. So I got this message from somebody helping everybody on the podcast who's having difficulties with the name stealing, all the themes that we've seen, every single episode. There are 12 in this whole series. If you've missed any, go back and have a listen to them. We never repeat names. She says, I personally come from a family of 75 people, counting the grandparents, aunts, uncles, cousins, and kids.
How lovely.
So anytime someone sneezes out a baby who is of childbearing age, everyone gets together from the family who's of that age, sits down and discusses what names and themes we like.
So
that
goodness.
We never step on anyone's toes. When I was 16, I knew my first boy was going to be named after our great-grandmother, so I laid claim to it then, and luckily my husband loves it.
That's amazing.
So they basically have a family powwow, family circle, all talk about the name, so you would know from age 16, she is bagseed that.
What a
so
lovely, no close family they are. What a nice way to end the podcast.
Yes,
happy and harmonious.
My family. Right, guys, don't forget, this is not the end. We will be back for series two at some point, I'm absolutely sure. Do leave us a rating and review below. It means so much to us to hear all the positive thoughts you have around the podcast. We will still be on Baby Name Envy Instagram every single day, doing lives on Saturdays over there. Keep emailing us in your dilemmas and stuff like that. We'll make sure that I'm also doing lots of dilemmas on YouTube. My YouTube channel is SJ Strum. And you can join our mailing list to be first to know when series two is going to be announced, when it's going to go out. Just go to sjstrum.co.uk, sign up to our mailing list there to be first to know. And as always, early squad, do leave us a rating and review. And at midday, we will have a very special, very last giveaway for you for rating and reviewing this by midday on Sunday. And we won't see you next Sunday, but maybe one day in the future.
Yeah. Thanks for listening, everyone, and all your support. It's been brilliant. Great
Thanks,
fun.
Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.